So earlier on this week, I saw an article, a headline in one of the business newspapers in South Africa warning us of the dangers of balloon payments. And it suddenly struck me, probably many people don't know what balloon payments are, why they came into being in the first place, and whether they should or shouldn't take advantage of such financial mechanisms. So delving into it this afternoon, or helping us delve into this afternoon, is Queen Mate, a financial advisor, to shed some light on this issue. Queen, thank you for being with us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you. Good afternoon to everyone and all the listeners.
Queen, let's start off by maybe just having you explain what exactly is a balloon payment.
Okay. A balloon payment is one of the options that you are awarded when you apply for car finance. It's one of the options that the bank would award you. So what they normally would say, they would try to get more clients to finance. So what they would do, they would say, okay, we'll offer you a lower monthly installments, but at the end of the term, you'll pay a certain portion of that agreement. It's in a form of a lump sum. So is that portion of the car's value that you did not pay off with your monthly installments? Mostly they do it for consumers who needs to buy expensive cars. They would say you'd pay a lower monthly installment so that you can have accessibility to that expensive car. It's got its own disadvantages, because some of the consumers, they end up not being able to afford the balloon payments. Then the car gets repossessed. So, yeah.
Does it ever happen, Queen, that the balloon payment is larger than the value of the vehicle at the end of the finance period?
Yes, that's where now consumers would now need to do a refinance with the bank again to pay it off so that the car doesn't get repossessed. So bank has introduced certain options. Maybe they would call it a trade and sell the car, where now you would be able to refinance a new loan, open a new loan agreement to pay that balloon payment. So in SA, most of the people, their cars get repossessed because now they can't afford it. You find that at the end of the term, their credit score is low. They're no longer affording the balloon payment. So it puts you as a consumer at a disadvantage. You are worse off if you had you were refinanced according to affordability at the end of the term, yes.
You know, I understand why the motor retailers would be supportive of balloon payments. Even to a certain extent would understand why a bank might want to, because it's going to make money out of the financing. But if you are a bank who is, you know, honest, authentic, true, all those things, you probably shouldn't. I was thinking, once upon a time I looked at this and my bank said, no, absolutely not. They don't do balloon payments. I suppose all credit to them for taking quite a brave approach.
Yeah, because at the end of the term, you are awarded a new debt. You've acquired a new debt, because they would say immediately after the 6-year installment, because traditionally you would have to pay finance your car for 60 months. On the 60th month of the last payment, they would need that balloon payment. Hence, people who opting for that option, if you, I would say, speak to a financial advisor, then you'd get, you get an investment plan where you save a balance of that amount, comparing the market value and the balloon payment amount. For example, if you bought a car for 500,000 and then the bank said you'll refinance 50% of that, 250,000, you'll speak to a financial advisor, will set up an investment plan for you so that you can be able to acquire that 250. It might not be exactly the 250. At least then you are halfway to be able to afford the balloon payment.
No, I'm with you. And I'm also wondering how the concept of a guaranteed buyback dovetails into this scheme, because if you were protected by a guaranteed buyback, that could possibly obviate the danger of having to pay this huge balloon payment.
With a GFV, we don't simply say you can simplify return the car with no further obligations, subjected to wear and tear on the mileage and the condition. It protects you from the market downturns. Mostly how it works, they would say some car manufacturers, they're offering that. I won't mention names, but for future products, which is, they would say, the bank guarantee the car's future value. If the market value at the end is lower than the GFV, you can simply return the car until no further obligations. Yes.
It seems like we have a problem in South Africa with just basic general financial literacy. It seems that these very sophisticated products aren't quite understood by the consumer at large. I also recently last week saw an article about some gent who had bought himself a multi-million rand Land Rover Discovery thing and then couldn't afford it and then blamed the bank for loaning him the money in the first place.
Basically balloon payment, it's more of a marketing trying to attract people to buy those expensive cars without clearly revealing the terms and conditions. That's why you need to read the fine prints of that contract. I always advise people, please understand your contract, because what is the exact final balloon payment amount? What are the percentage of the car's value on the balloon? Before you sign the contract, research if the actual market value is higher than the balloon payment, or you have, at that point, then you become an equity. But then that equity, you can use it as a next deposit for the car's value, because maybe if the car value is lower than the balloon payment, that would be negative equity, meaning you owe the bank money. So most of these things are not revealed to consumers, so they critically don't understand what is a balloon payment. Others would say, no, 5 years is a long time. I'll get to that bridge when I get there. I will have a lump sum somewhere.
Yes,
which
mind you.
Is not always,
yes. All right, Queen. So I'm understanding what you're saying. Be wary, be careful, read the terms and conditions, and preferably don't go there if you don't have to.
Yeah, immediate gratification, that's what's killing us these days.
That's exactly right. I'm going to leave it there this afternoon. Queen Mate, thank you for talking to me on Chai FM. I personally had a chat to a financial advisor many years ago about this issue of financing cars and how best to do it and how shouldn't do it. And he said to me, Simon, the best car is the car that you've paid for. And it isn't what I wanted to hear because, oh my goodness me, I had my heart set on that particular little Alpha GTV thing. But he was absolutely right. If you look at what you're paying in interest over the loan period, it just makes no sense to buy a depreciating asset. Just makes no sense. Sure, if you've got the cash, go and buy it. But to finance it doesn't make any sense to me. That very smart man said, the best car is the car that's paid off.